In 1997, the Food and Drug Administration relaxed the rules governing the advertising of prescription drugs. Since then, ads for Claritin, Prilosec, and other drugs have filled TV and magazine ad space. They're easily recognizable. The FDA requires disclaimers and mention of side effects. Lately, commentator Michael Alvear has noticed commercials that look just like those drug ads, but they are not selling a prescription drug. They're pitching an herbal supplement that promises male enhancement.
As a sex advice columnist, I'm furious at Enzyte for exploiting male insecurity. But as a media consultant, I can't help but admire the company's marketing strategy. Their advertising? Brilliant, come on. They've made a supplement look like a drug. Under FDA rules, drug companies have to list their chemical compositions. For example, Viagra's got to print sildenafil citrate under its brand name, usually in parentheses. Well, Enzyte lists their chemical composition too, Safragium asadas. Only problem is, there isn't a doctor in my medical panel that's ever heard of Safragium. They say there's no such chemical. In fact, Safragium is Latin for applause. Perfect for a company trying to give us a standing ovation. You'd think there'd be stiff penalties for mounting an ad campaign of this sort, but Enzyte isn't a drug, so the FDA can't touch it. I often tell my advertising clients to zig when the competition zags, and that's exactly what Enzyte's doing. See, they're not in sleazy tabloids. They're in legitimate magazines like Business Week. They're not on raunchy TV shows like Jerry Springer. They're on serious cable channels like CNBC and Court TV. It's pure genius. While the rest of the male enhancement industry is spamming our email with big promises, Enzyte is doing what a lot of dot-comers did in the mid-90s, borrowing legitimacy from the media. Remember those million-dollar Super Bowl ads from companies that couldn't meet payroll? It felt like companies had something worth buying. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on national TV, right? You gotta hand it to Enzyte. They got hard-nosed business magazines and news channels to run their preposterous ads. How did they do it? Economics. When a recession walks in the door, standards fly out the window. These ads would have never aired when the economy was good. It's a buyer's market for ad time right now. The search engine Lycos reports that Enzyte is close to passing Viagra in its most frequent search logs. I wish every time a man used a search engine and typed supplement, they'd get back a response that said, "Did you mean to type swindle?"
Michael Alvear lives in Atlanta.